Triple M and one from the big screen. Top Gun, of course, number one. Kenny Loggins in the Danger Zone. I'm going to play the divinals for you in just a tick. Cliff in the Drive Home on Triple M around WA. Nice to have him with us this week, though. It's a sad start to our TV report from tvblackbox.com.au. Mr. Steve Malk, how are you, mate?
Look, I'm well, but yeah, saddened to learn. Actually, just before we started talking, Cliff, over, John Hamblin, for me, an iconic member of the Placeville cast and one that certainly kept me entertained for many, many years, has passed away at 87.
He was known as Naughty John, did more than 350 episodes or thereabouts for Play School. I remember him with Bettina and with Noni Hazelhurst. They got up to some hijinks sometimes that the little kids wouldn't have understood. But we watched it and went, how did they get away with that?
Oh, look, I've seen, there's been documentaries about it subsequent, but I remember seeing an interview with John Hamblin himself saying that it was just a bunch of fun. They were encouraged to treat the camera as just another little person that they were talking to, and that they knew, however, that there were always parents watching, and particularly John, who had a career on the stage prior and during his time as a Play School host, knew that they needed to be entertained as well. So it was never short of a euphemism and never short of a little sly aside. I remember fondly watching, oh gosh, it must have been a repeat, one afternoon while I was at uni back in the day, and Play School was on, and you just sort of flicked it on because nothing else was on. And here he was, you know, pretending a friend was ringing him up on the phone and inviting him out to an afternoon's fun. What are we doing first? We're going water skiing. Oh, great. Hangs up the phone, gets dressed to go water skiing. And then he's all dressed up. His friend rings up. Oh, we're not going water skiing now. We're going down to the shops. No worries at all. Hands up, gets changed again. You know, the whole malarkey in front of the camera for everyone. Phone rings again. Oh, no, we're not going down to the shops. We're going in a march, so I'm going to dress up like a soldier. Okay. And anyway, he goes through it three or four more times. And the second last time, he hangs up the phone, and then he picks up the phone again. What sort of friend are you? And hangs it up again.
Oh, he's great. I remember him in a Crawford production about 100 years ago too, called Consider Your Verdict. And it was a legal thing. I can't remember if he played the judge or he was one of the lawyers, but I remember seeing an interview and he said a lot of times they didn't have any dialogue. It was just, oh, well, you're the lawyer and this is the case. Go over there, do what you do. But that was a great training ground, obviously, for them. And he was a terrific actor. So valet John Hamblin at the age of 87. Yes. Tonight, Steve, we say valet, in a different sort of a way, of course, to Sean McAuliffe. Now, I have said many times, this man is a genius. I am going to miss Mad as Hell.
Yeah, what a legacy that show leaves. A real, like, Australian iconic sketch show in the truest sense of the word. I think it's absolutely, it's been amazing for 15 seasons, 11 years. And well done to Sean for hanging it up when he chose to and not when, you know, the network maybe came a knocking and said, maybe that's enough. I hope that he does get to provide an opportunity and encourage other actors. He himself, just on Twitter today, dropped a little sort of series of messages about how pleased and honoured he was to work with the cast, you know, including Stephen Hall, Tosh Greenslade, Emily Tahini, Christy Whelan-Brown, and of course, Francis Greenslade. They're the cast that will finish tonight. But throw in Michelle Brazier, Veronica Milsom, Roz Hammond. All of them are incredible performers, and even Sean, you know, talks about each of them as, you know, some of the best actors on television today. And here they are in a, air quotes, just a sketch show. I really hope that they find some extra other work and that people see them for the performers that they are. Absolutely going to be tuning in at 8:30 on the ABC. Will not miss a minute. Probably watch it twice.
Yeah.
Farewell, Mad as Hell. We have loved all who have sailed in you.
Indeed. And we said farewell to the Queen. My goodness, what about the ratings for that? Though in some of the lead up to it, the ratings were absolutely terrible. You know, and I can understand with the funeral, half the population of the world watched it, I think. Any record set, Steve?
Look, it would be pretty close, given that we're really yet to see how many people will have watched in a whole bunch of different ways that haven't yet been reported. We do know that in Australia, on free-to-air television, just the overnights across the country brought it in across all of the networks at just shy of 5 million people. That's a cumulative number, of course, all of the networks together, because everybody ran it. But poor old Channel 10 decided to run it on 10 bold rather than on 10. And yeah, it didn't rate super well for them.
No.
Mind you, neither did the shows that they ran on Monday night, but everyone was watching, the Queen's Funeral, understandably.
Would have been a good time for the government to come out and make all of these announcements beforehand. By the way, we're going to do this and this and this and this, and now the funeral of Her Majesty the Queen. It
Oh,
wouldn't have
mate,
got
I
any
tell you what.
coverage.
If you remember when we got news that the Queen passed, it was a Thursday night into Friday morning here in Australia. And that Friday was the day for everybody to put out your press releases, to admit to your sins, to say, because no one was covering anything. Not a thing. We did get a little bit sick of it by the time we drew close to the funeral of all of the stuff. However, I think, look, full testament to ultimately the palace for being so prepared. The Queen, of course, was prepared in. Involved in those preparations, and then the BBC, who just did an actual stunning coverage. You did
Amazing.
not see a camera inside that church.
Amazing. Absolutely incredible television. Now, I know you're not here next week, Steve-O, so we'll catch up with
Yes.
you again in a couple of weeks' time. TV Black Box is the place to go online, and you've got links to the podcast and everything else there. Thank you, my friend. You take it easy, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you, mate.
Steve Mogg, TV Black Box, back soon here on Triple M.